Let's start off with the Ethanol Subsidy and Tariff Repeal Act, which was introduced by U.S. Senators Tom Coburn and Dianne Feinstein. This legislation, which has tremendous bipartisan support, would end 30 years and more than $30 billion of taxpayer support for the corn-based ethanol industry and would finally level the playing field for all commodities relying on corn as a major input. The legislation would repeal both the volumetric ethanol excise tax credit and the tariff on imported ethanol by no later than June 30. of 2011. Senators Coburn and Feinstein should be commended for their leadership on this issue and for introducing this common-sense legislation that will not only level the playing field for a bushel of corn, but will also save taxpayers more than $6 billion annually. More recently, we have the Fuel Feedstock Reduction Act, which amends the Clean Air Act to allow states to opt out of the corn ethanol portion of the renewable fuel standard and broaden eligibility of the cellulosic biofuels carve-out by redefining cellulosic biofuels as next-generation biofuels to allow non-ethanol sources of renewable fuel. This legislation, introduced in the Senate by James Inhofe from Oklahoma and in the House by Brian Bilbray, Dan Boren, Daryl Issa, and Jim Moran, says if a state legislature votes to opt out of the corn ethanol portion of the RFS and the state governor signs the bill into law, then the EPA would reduce the national corn-based ethanol mandate by the national gasoline consumption percentage attributable to that particular state. We fully support both bills and ask you to urge your members of Congress to do the same.